All right. Welcome back to Once Upon a Time in Texas. This is episode number 58. I am your host, Michael Mitchell, head bottle washer, mortgage loan originator, all that kind of stuff. So, in news today, I guess, locally, my oldest daughter, Lorelai, has gone through her vigil ceremony with the Order of the Arrow, which is kind of it's the highest honor that a local Order of the Arrow chapter can bestow upon you. In the meantime, kid number two, my middle kid, daughter number two, I guess, she went through and is now an ordeal member with the Order of the Arrow, which the Order of the Arrow is the Honored Camper Society of the Boy Scouts of America. So it's an honor to be put in and voted in. My son, he got voted in, but unfortunately he was sick all weekend, had the flu or something. He's doing much better now, but he wasn't able to go out and do it. And so just the girls this weekend went out and got it knocked out, and it was a great weekend for the most part. So I do have a little sad news. I found out that a friend of mine who was an avid listener to this podcast, and I was involved in Scouts with him here in Wichita Falls, and he was a leader, fellow leader in Pack 1 and Troop 1. His name was Carl Rose. Spectacular guy. He passed away a little unexpectedly, I guess, last night, yesterday afternoon late. He's a little older than I am. Unfortunately, he had some health problems, specifically his heart, and they thought they were getting that worked out and then just got the better of him. But he was just a little older than me, but Carl was the kind of guy that would give the shirt off his back to just anybody. And pretty spectacular individual. He is going to be sorely missed, and I just don't even know what else to say other than choking up just a little bit, or without choking up a little bit. So it's a big loss for us, big loss for our community. His smile and his laugh was infectious, and he kind of had a rough go of it the last 9 or 10 months. He'd had some eye problems and had actually gone mostly blind, but he was super upbeat about it. He was still at all the scout meetings. He was still helping his son go through scouts. And so, big loss. And my podcast this time is a little bit thanks to him. So we're going to go through this. And we'll just say, you know what, we're going to tip our hats. So if y'all don't mind, tip your hats for Carl Rose. Say a little prayer for his family. I know that that he has gone home to be with family and friends that have gone before us. And I know he's looking down on us now, wondering how he can probably come back as a ghost and stir up some trouble. That's the kind of guy he was. So, again, this podcast kind of stems from him a little bit, and I'll get to that in a little bit. So we all know that states and some towns have slogans, and different parts of the country have kind of different sayings. Some are catchy, some are witty, some are sketchy, I guess. But overall, Texas has some pretty good ones. So let's take a look at some town slogans and some Texan sayings in honor of Carl this week. Before we take a look at this, do want to thank our sponsors, me and Victory Home Loans. We love helping people get into homes of their own. If you know anybody that's moving, really anywhere, send them my way. TheMichaelMitchell.com, TheMichaelMitchell.com. And remember, I sell dreams, not mortgages. So where'd this idea for this week come from? And I cut that a little short just because I want to get into this. So this week's idea just kind of came because it just came to me. I just thought it up. So like I said, I found out my good buddy Carl Rose, good friend through Scouts and many other things, had passed away. He was just 4 years older than me, so it kind of makes you pause and think a little bit. But he was in the hospital the majority of last week, and just last Friday, we were chatting briefly about some funny sayings because he had told me that he was being released from the oxygen or from the hospital. And then he said, well, you know, but I'm going to have oxygen that I've got to carry around with me. And you know what? I really want to do my brotherhood with the Order of the Arrow. And everybody's griping at me and says I can't go out to camp, you know, and do this. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. You know, doctors probably aren't going to release you, so let's not. And, you know, we'll get you in November. And I said, well, you know, being released with oxygen, whatever, it's better than being poked in the eye with a sharp stick. And so he laughed, and he basically says, where do you come up with this crap? You know, he just laughed and said, you've got some of the best sayings, and you just throw them out there. And I guess my mother's been laughing about it too here lately. And so I just thought, you know what, maybe we'll hit on some of these town slogans. Because I was just talking with somebody else about Keep Austin Weird. And then just some sayings from the area. So, let's get into it. I want to go into a few town slogans that I was able to find. And I'm going to go through a lot of the ones that aren't in Texas first. And then we'll talk about Texas specifically. So, Blaine, Missouri says they are the stool capital of the world. I don't know if that means stool like you sit on or stool like poop. I don't really know. I'm hoping that it's the first one. Bushnell, South Dakota. It's not the end of the earth, but you can see it from here. I mean, you know, I've told some folks it's not the armpit of the world, but you can sure smell it from there about some different places. Eaton Rapids, Michigan. The only Eaton Rapids on earth. Straight to the point, love it. Gas, Kansas. Don't pass gas. Stop and enjoy it. I like that one. That one's pretty witty. Gettysburg, South Dakota. Their slogan is, where the battle wasn't. Oh, man. Here's one that I don't think made it on the other list, but Happy Texas, the town without a frown. I like that one. That's a funny movie, too, by the way, if you get a chance to watch it. Here's another real witty one, and I'll bet they thought it up and thought about it long and hard. Hooker, Oklahoma. It's a location, not a vocation. Oh, Keister, Minnesota, which is the hind end of Minnesota. That's their slogan. Oh, man. Leavenworth, Kansas. How about doing some time in Leavenworth? That's their slogan. Love that. Love it. Manhattan, Kansas. Their slogan is the Little Apple. I like that one. Peculiar, Missouri, where the odds are with you. Oh, man. Riverside, Iowa. Their slogan is, where the trek begins. So for any of you nerdy Star Trek fans, Riverside is where James T. Kirk is to be born in 2233. So yeah, where the trek begins. Roswell, New Mexico. The aliens aren't the only reason to visit. San Andreas, California, their slogan is, it's not our fault. I like that one. Here's another one on Texas that didn't make it onto the other list. If you lived in Three Rivers, you'd be home. I like that one. Winnemucca, Nevada, the city of paved streets. I guess they're pretty proud of that. So, I know I laughed at a few of those. I hope you guys found some. But here's a few that I found on... It's Texas Heritage for Living. So, TXFB-INS.com. This is where I found this blog. So, the very first slogan I found was, "We shoot straight with you." Henderson County's Gun Barrel City is named after the perfectly straight State Highway 198, once called Gun Barrel Lane, which also inspired its slogan. Rumors tell that the moniker came from the outlaws like Jesse Daniels and Bonnie and Clyde, who roamed the dusty roads of the area. So we shoot straight with you. Next is Where the Stars Come Out to Play. This is for Fort Davis, which is also known as the highest town in Texas. They are talking about elevation, not the other. So it's situated in the Davis Mountains, also called the Texas Alps. I've never heard it called that, but some other people have said that. And the town is home to the McDonald Observatory and is one of the best stargazing spots in Texas. Now, I've been to the McDonald Observatory a time or two, and it is incredible. Next one is the Hippo Capital of Texas. So, Hutto, a city of 27,000, and we've talked about the Hutto Hippos before on another podcast. So, a city of 27,000 in Williamson County, about 30 minutes from Austin, seeks the ever-elusive tourist draw with their enigmatic promise of hippos. How many hippos count themselves as citizens in the city? Well, none living anymore, but the city town is dotted by 3,000 painted ones. Legend has it that a hippo escaped from a circus train and made its meandering home in the town river, sparking the passion and spirit that makes Hutto the only town in America with the hippo as its mascot and the hippo capital as its proud city slogan. I like that one. Next one, Keep Austin Weird. That's right. Famously, Austin, also known as Bat City and Hippie Haven and a lot of other names, wants to keep it weird. Surprisingly, Keep Austin Weird was adopted by the Austin Small Business Association as a promotion. It has since been adapted for towns such as Portland, Asheville, and Indianapolis, which makes Austin slightly less weird, as the article says. So, next slogan, the end of the rainbow. Why is San Angelo meant to be this mythical place? We're not sure, but it's also known as the Oasis of West Texas due to its unusual confluence of three rivers and three lakes. Now, I lived in San Angelo, Texas from late 2002 to mid-2005. I never saw the slogan, the end of the rainbow. Maybe they've changed it since then. I don't know. But you did have the Concho River down there. I did hear the Oasis of West Texas. It was kind of a cool place. So here we go. The town without a frown. I mentioned that a minute ago. Happy Texas near Amarillo is the town without a frown, studied by marketing agencies for its brevity, poetry, and wit. This town's slogan is tied to its name, which has been around since a bunch of thirsty cowboys were delighted to find a water source there in the 19th century. Ironically, today, the town population is decreasing by 10% a year due to water shortages. Interestingly, a film called Happy Texas was named for it and set in the town, which sparked another unofficial town slogan, "We didn't like the movie either." Well, that's sad, because Happy Texas is hilarious. I laughed my rear end off at that. So the last one I've got for you is The Name Says It All. So in Divine, Texas, The Name Says It All. Presumably, it's a divine place to live. So there you go. That's a few that I found. Head on over to the Texas Heritage for Living. They've got some cool blogs and stuff on there. Let's jump over a little bit to some Texas sayings. Now, I found this on Texas Monthly from February of 2019. This was an article that they had done, and I liked it. So here are some sayings for something that is acceptable. So if something is acceptable, you would say things like, it's better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick, which is what I said to Carl last Friday. That's close enough for government work. Heard that quite a bit. Might as well. Can't dance, never could sing, and it's too wet to plow. Have not heard that one, but I've got a bunch of friends that could probably say that. I could sit still for that. I guess that's a good one, especially if you have ADHD kids and you propose something to them and they find it acceptable. I could sit still for that. I could see that. And another real famous one, you can't beat that with a stick. I don't know what that is and why you beat it with a stick, but if it's acceptable, you can't beat it with a stick. So boastful or prideful. So if somebody is boastful or prideful, you can say he can strut sitting down. He's all hat and no cattle. She's all gurgle and no guts. I've heard all three of those. And he Chamber of Commerce'd it. I don't know where that one came from, but that one's kind of interesting. Dishonest. If you run across a dishonest person, here's a few things that you could say about said person. He's on a first name basis with the bottom of the deck. I don't get that one. So crooked that if he swallowed a nail, he'd spit up a corkscrew. I've heard that one before, only once. So crooked you can't tell his tracks if he's coming or going. He knows more way to take your money than a room full of lawyers. Crooked as a dog's hind leg. Crooked as the Brazos. Slicker than a slop jar. More twist than a pretzel factory. Crooked as a barrel of fish hooks. I have heard that one before. So crooked he has to unscrew his britches to get them off at night. I like that. She's more slippery than a pocket full of pudding. That's interesting. He's slicker than a boiled onion. Haven't heard that one. And one of the ones that we've heard, or that I've heard a lot, I wouldn't trust him any further than I could throw him. I've used that one quite a bit. Honest. So if somebody's honest, here's what you can say. If that ain't a fact, God's a possum. Never heard that, and I don't know why God's a possum, but I guess so. You can take that to the bank. Yeah, I've heard that one a lot, and I thought, well, I guess maybe because you're going to take that honesty and go put it in a safe deposit box. But you can take that to the bank. Well, what are you going to take to the bank? Hopefully it's money. And if you guys need my account number to put money in it, let me know. Another good one, you can hang your hat on that. That's a good one. You can bet the farm on it. He's so honest, you could shoot craps with him over the phone. I had not heard that one. And then the last one for this one, if I say a hen dips snuff, you could look under her wing for the can. I like that one. Here's a few more. Brave. Brave is the first man who ate an oyster. So actually, that brings up an interesting quick story. I just read a book called Who Ate the First Oyster? And it was an interesting book, and it goes back through history, kind of on a history of firsts. And they actually think that the person who ate the first oyster was probably a woman, because traditionally in the history of things, mostly women did a lot of the gathering while men went out and did the hunting. We don't really have to hunt for oysters. You just have to know where to go get them. And so they said there's a lot of evidence that proves that the first person to eat an oyster was probably a woman or female. If you're brave, he's double backboned. He's got more guts than you could hang a fence on. And she's so brave, she charged hell with a bucket of ice water. Next one, argumentative or mad. He'd argue with a wooden fence. I like that one. She's raised hell and stuck a chunk under it. I like that one. He's the only hell his mama ever raised. I've known a few boys like that. She's in a horn-tossing mood. And he'll tell you how the cow ate the cabbage. That's a pretty good one as well. Let's see what else. There's one for timid. He's yellow as mustard, but without the bite. That one's kind of sad. He may not be chicken, but he has his hen house ways. That one's interesting. Dry. Now, there's a few of these that I've used because we do have dry spells around here. It's so dry, birds are building their nest out of barbed wire. So dry, the catfish are carrying canteens. So dry, my ducks don't know how to swim. So it's been so dry so long that we only got a quarter of an inch of rain during Noah's flood. I like that one. And then the last one was drier than a popcorn fart. That one I've heard quite a bit. Busy. He's so busy you'd think he was twins. Busy is a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest. I've heard that one a lot. Busy is a one-eyed dog in a smokehouse. Busy is a one-armed paper hanger. I don't know why he had one arm, and I don't know what a paper hanger does. But if you see a one-armed paper hanger, he's a busy guy. Busy as an old coon hound in flea season. Yep, I like that one. She's got no grass growing under her feet. Heard that one a lot. Let's see. Unsophisticated. There's no real good ones. Capable or experienced. He's got plenty of arrows in his quiver. She's a right smart windmill fixer. I've heard that one. Let's see. If she crows, the sun is up, and this ain't my first rodeo. Now, there's a big joke about the first rodeo, because I guess the assumption is that by your second rodeo, you ought to know what you're doing. So, seems like a small amount of rodeos. Here's some general advice. Pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. A worm is the only animal that can't fall down. That's what it says. Let's see. Keep your saddles oiled. That's hard to say. Keep your saddle oiled and your gun greased. That's a good one. If you cut your own firewood, it'll warm you twice. And that's true. I've cut some firewood in my day. And, yeah, it'll warm you up. Let's see. A guilty fox hunts his own hole. I don't know that. I haven't heard that one. Better to keep your mouth shut and seem a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. Basically, that one's don't be an idiot. Don't run your mouth. The barn's open and the mule's trying to get out. That's if your zipper's down, you're letting the cows out. That's what they say. The barn's open and the mules are trying to get out. Let's see. Skin your own buffalo. Don't squat with your spurs on. That's a good one. Get poked in the butt that way. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Goodness gracious. I'm telling you, Carl would have loved these. Celebratory, you know, if you're celebrating, let's shoot the lights out. We'll paint the town and the front porch. Let's see. I'll be there with bells on. If you're just so dang happy about something going on, by God, I will be there with bells on. And I'll wear my Sunday go-to-meeting clothes. And then if somebody sees you in your Sunday go-to-meeting clothes, they'll say he's all gussied up. So that's a good one. So to describe something big, fat as the town dog. Let's see. So big he has to sit down in shifts. Big as Brewster County. Big is Dallas. Those are a couple of good ones. Let's see. And he'll eat anything that don't eat him first. That's a good one. Here's one on cheap. Let me read through them real quick. He's so tight, he'll squeeze a nickel till the buffalo screams. I like that one. She has short arms and deep pockets. I'm still laughing about the buffalo nickel joke. If somebody's crazy, you could say he's got a big hole in his screen door. She's a bubble off a plum. Obviously, they're talking about a level. So if somebody's a bubble off a plum, they're not right in the head. She's a few bricks shy of a load or a few beers shy of a six-pack. I've heard that one too. He's missing a few buttons off his shirt. That's a good one. He's overdrawn at the memory bank. I like that one. I hadn't heard that one. Let's see. I hear you clucking, but I can't find your nest. That's pretty good. Lucky. Let's see. He's riding the gravy train with biscuit wheels. I've heard that one before. So if you're lucky, you are riding the gravy train with biscuit wheels. He could sit on a fence and the birds would feed him. That's pretty lucky. Rich. If you're rich, you are in tall cotton. Or you're running with the big dogs. He didn't come to town to a mule. I don't know. I don't get that one. She's got more than she can say grace over. That's if she's busy. I don't know. Not rich. So rich, they could eat fried chicken all week long. So I like that one. Poor. If a trip around the world cost a dollar, I couldn't get to the Oklahoma line. I used to have a friend that'd say, man, I'm so broke. If they were selling yachts down on the docks for a nickel, I could run up and down saying, ain't that cheap, ain't that cheap. Good old David Potter. He hasn't got a pot to pee in or a window to throw it out of. They're so poor, they have a tumbleweed as a pet. That one's pretty good. Poor as a sawmill rat. I could see that. So poor the wolf won't even stop at their door. So poor that Sunday supper is fried water. I like that one too. Hot. Okay, here's a good one. Hot, because it does get hot down here sometimes. Hot as Hades or hotter than hell. I think everybody says that one. Hot as the hinges of hell. Hot as a $2 pistol. Hotter than an Angora goat in a pepper patch. I've heard that one. Hotter than a snake's ass in a wagon rut. Hotter than blue blazes. I don't know why they're blue blazes, but they are. Hotter than a fur coat in Marfa, Texas. And then also another good one. So hot the hens are laying hard-boiled eggs. Now, occasionally we get cold around here, too. So colder than a well digger's knee. It's what it says here. I've always heard colder than a well digger's ass, but cold as a banker's heart. Cold as a cast iron commode. Cold as hell with the furnace out. I like that one. There's a few of those I've heard going around. Let's see. Sad. I feel so low I couldn't jump off a dime. I've heard that one before. Sad enough to bring a tear to a glass eye. Haven't heard that one. And then sad or depressed, or if they look like they're getting crazy, he looks like his cheese fell off his cracker. That was some family members, I think, the cheese fell off their cracker. Mom, if you're listening to this, I'm not talking about you, mostly. Oh, let's see. So small or thin, he's knee-high to a grasshopper. I've heard that quite a bit. About as big as the little end of nothing. That's a good one. Let's see. Thin as a fiddle string. A lot of times people say this about possums or skunks or roadkill. Yeah, they were dead out on the highway. It was flat as a fritter. Shoot, that's good times. Let's see. Bad or mean? He's such a liar, he'd beat you senseless until God you fell off your horse. That sounds pretty mean. He'd steal his mama's egg money. He'd steal the flowers off his grandma's grave. That sounds bad. He'd steal the nickels off a dead man's eyes. That sounds really bad. He's mean as a mama's wasp. I like that. She's so mean, she makes a hornet look cuddly. I like that one, too. Let's see. And then there's some on fast. Faster than a scalded cat. I think my dad's favorite is... he ran like a striped-assed gorilla. I don't know why it's a striped-assed gorilla, but pretty quick. Fast as greased lightning. Now, I've almost been hit by lightning a couple of times, and that's some greased lightning. That's got to be pretty fast. Any faster, he'd catch up to yesterday. And then let's see, there's some other, strong, not too many good ones in there, arrivals or greetings. Look what the cat dragged in. It's dragged in. A lot of people here say drug in. And let's chew the fat some. That's a sit down. If somebody says, you know, let's get together and chew the fat. Well, that means let's get together, you know, break some bread, tell some stories. Let's see. I'm sure you guys can hear my ding-a-ling dog outside barking. Let's see. Tired. She looks like chewed twine. That's a good one if you're tired. Let's see. If you're also tired, you've got one wheel down and the axle's a dragon. I like that one. Sick. There's a few up here, you know, all stove up. If people are sore, like if their muscles are real sore, they'll go, oh, God almighty, I'm all stove up this time. You look like death warmed over. That's always good. Pitiful as a three-legged dog. If you're sick, you're just pitiful. Talkative, you know, he could talk the legs off a chair or paint off the wall, ears off a mule, hide off a cow. There's a bunch of those. He's so talkative, he's got a 10-gallon mouth. Kind of talking about a 10-gallon hat. Let's see. He's so talkative, he was vaccinated with a Victrola needle. I like that one. Let's see. There's nervous. There's not any good ones in there. Caution. I don't know. So, put downs. You know, even a blind hog could find an acorn once in a while. Were you raised in a barn? I think that one's pretty universal. I can't wait till my kids get older, have a house of their own. I'm just going to walk in and leave the damn door wide open. Then I'm going to walk over to the fridge, look in it, leave the door wide open. Then we'll kick one shoe off somewhere in the house and the other shoe somewhere else. But I'm not going to kick it up next to the wall. Mm-mm. Now I'm going to kick it out right in the middle of the floor. That way when it's dark, you trip over it and almost kill yourself on the coffee table or something. You know, whatever greases your wagon, you know, if somebody that you're disagreeing with, you know, and you just don't like, but, you know, heck, you're just going to let them do it. God, whatever greases your wagon, just get after it. If you got a problem, let's see. I got my ox in a ditch. He's loaded the wrong wagon. So that's one. Wasting time. If you're wasting time, man, you are just preaching to the choir. Basically, we've already heard that. Whistling up the wind. Or you're hollering up the well. Or down the well. There's also barking up the wrong tree. If somebody's telling you something, if they're trying to sell you something, and you're not interested, hey, you're barking up the wrong tree. So, let me do just a couple of more here. I'm just trying to figure out. There's one for unwelcome. If something's easy as pie. I've baked some pie. I don't think it's particularly easy, but some people say, man, it's just slick as a whistle. That thing went together just slick as a whistle. If you're smart, you are bright as a new penny. Or smart as a whip. If you're dumb, you're dumb as dirt. Dumb as a box of rocks. Barrel of hair, dumb as a post, Dumb as a wagon wheel, dumb as a prairie dog, which I think that's kind of mean. Prairie dogs are cute. He doesn't know come here from Sikkim. I've heard that quite a bit. If all brains were ink, he couldn't dot an I. He don't know diddly squat. I like that one too. I've said that one. Man, I just feel like I don't know diddly squat. Oh, man. He's so tough he could screw up an anvil. Or tear up an anvil. I've said that about my son. I think he could tear up a bunch of crap. If somebody beat you, he sure cleaned your plow. I don't know why he's cleaning your plow. But, yeah, if you get knocked in the face and knocked down, he cleaned your plow. So, if you're confused, you could say it threw me a little cattywampus. Or if something's a little off, you know, oh, man, that wall doesn't look straight. It looks a little cattywampus. I don't know where that came from, but it came and it's here. Of course, if you're pregnant, you know, she's got a bun in the oven. I'm sure everybody's heard that. Cityfied, and I heard this one today. An aunt called her nephew a pavement princess. So if you're cityfied, you were raised on concrete or a pavement princess. So I like that one too. Let's see. You know, distance. Distance is a good one. So you hear people say, you know, turn left down yonder. Well, how far is yonder? Well, it's just about that far. It's down the road a piece or down the road a spell. Heard that a lot too. I think I'm about done with these. I'm pretty sure you guys are probably tired of hearing me talk about these. But anyway, that's a lot of fun. Some of the, I don't know if those are necessarily Texas sayings as opposed to Southern sayings. So what do y'all think? Let me know what other weird and off the wall, interesting Texas history things you'd like to hear about. Keep me in mind too, if you guys are moving in Texas or Oklahoma or really anywhere, hit me up. Come over and see me at themichaelmitchell.com. Would love to chat with you and see if I could help you out. Love making people smile. And as one more special favor, I would ask everybody, if you're the praying type, say a little prayer for the Rose family here in Wichita Falls. And, you know, for the scouts and everybody who knew Mr. Carl Rose, he is going to be sorely, sorely missed and definitely gone before his time. So his name was Carl Rose, 49 years old. Say a little prayer for him and his family. So the stars were a little brighter last night. So as always, remember, the stars at night are big and bright deep in the heart of Texas. Y'all have a great week.